This is Terrell Roper, Extension Pomologist at Utah State University. Now that summer has arrived in all its glory, irrigating fruit trees becomes even more important. Fruit trees that don't receive enough water will have stunted growth and the leaves may wilt, curl, and sunburn. Good irrigation practices provide trees with water they need when they need it. Fruit trees that were planted this spring or last year will need regular watering to survive and become established. Usually 2 to 3 gallons of water provided from a bucket a couple of times a week is sufficient for young trees. A mature fruit tree can lose 15 to 50 gallons of water a day during midsummer. This water loss through transpiration must be replaced through the soil. Soils that are high in clay hold the most water, while soils that are sandy have the least water retention. In most suburban backyards, irrigation to establish fruit trees is provided by sprinklers that are designed to water grass and ornamentals. However, fruit trees do best with less frequent but longer, deeper irrigation. Allowing the soil to dry between irrigation cycles is critical to preventing soil-borne diseases and to allow oxygen to the roots. Turf grass only requires irrigation every 3 to 4 days if watered deeply enough. Don't water turf grass or fruit trees every day. In the late summer and fall, continue to irrigate fruit trees. Subjecting trees to water stress in preparation for winter is not a good practice. Trees will acclimate better for winter if the soil is moist in the fall.